Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
This episode is intended for mature audiences.
Michael!
Yeah?
What do you see?
There's a hole.
A hole?
Something in it. There's, oh my God. There's bodies!
Welcome to the Dark Sanctum. Look around you. A heavy rope twisted into a noose, stained by time and the blood of man. One man. It is a hangman's rope, an excruciating way to die. And suicide, it's the choice of those beyond mercy. Those who must atone for the darkest, most unspeakable sins. And that is where our story begins. Our tale of the Dark Sanctum.
By now, right? The harbor. I guess we'll know it when we see it.
I'll look for boats. Oh!
What is it?
Baby just kicked.
Let me feel it.
Did you feel it?
I felt it. I felt it. Future football star there. Clyde.
We are not calling our son Clyde.
Why not? Hey?
Bonnie and Clyde?
No.
It's the classic badass name.
No, no Clyde, no Mervyn, no Cletus.
No Cletus?
No, definitely no Cletus.
Wait. There it is.
What?
At the harbour, there.
The harbor? There's one boat. I thought a harbor was full of boats and yachts.
That's no yacht. It's more like the Orca.
The what?
The fishing boat from Jaws.
Oh, great. Didn't that sink?
Let's not discuss it. That's bad karma. All aboard!
It's called the Mercy.
As in, Lord have mercy.
Lord have mercy.
Well, I can see why your dad didn't want you to have this boat.
Yeah, he had more sense than you did. Sick old man living on a social security in a one-bedroom in Van Nuys. He had no business owning this.
It's a boat! Why shouldn't you have it? When he died, the estate was gonna just auction it off or junk it. Saved it for us.
Michael, you trust this broken-down old wooden boat in the open waters?
The estate lawyer said it was seaworthy. Besides, it was important for your father.
Well, he was ill, Michael, mentally ill, and my mom was even worse.
Well, glad you were adopted.
Yeah, me too. My mom always wanted a boy, but they ended up with a girl.
A girl soon to be a mummy.
Stop. You have my bag?
Right here.
And you honestly want to spend a week on this boat, or however long we're lost at sea?
We won't get lost. There's a navigation system anyway. This key starts the motor. Look. Fuel level says full. Tickety-boo. Look, this is our last big adventure before the baby comes, okay? Then it's just gonna be sleepless nights, nappy rash, play dates, and teacher-parent conferences. Besides, boats don't fall into your hands every day.
No, no, they fall into disrepair.
Whoa, listen to that purr. I'm gonna take our stuff below. Then we're gonna go out to sea.
Aye, aye, Captain.
Arr. Misty, look. Out there. Look, way out there. Lights on land.
Oh, we're so far out.
Shh. Listen to that. What do you hear?
Nothing.
Isn't that wonderful?
Maybe a little.
Why don't we finish this conversation below? Are you okay?
Oh, I thought I heard something.
I didn't hear anything. Oh, just go back to sleep.
Did you hear that?
We are on a boat in open water. There's nothing there. Maybe a bird or something. Put your earbuds in. Get back to sleep. Trust me.
Okay.
Let me go.
Michael!
I heard it. I heard it.
Someone is up there.
Thank you. stay behind me.
There's a metal pipe.
Whoever was here is gone.
Michael.
What?
Where are the lights?
What?
The lights on the horizon. Where are they?
No. Oh, shit. We must have drifted. Oh.
But you dropped an anchor.
I did. It's broken or cut.
Over there.
The helm. Navigation is shattered.
I have my phone.
We're too far out.
We need a gun.
We don't have a gun or a radio.
Flares?
I don't see any. Let me see. Think.
What happened?
The panel just fell out by the helm.
What is it? Michael, what is it?
I don't know. A cassette tape.
What?
We've got to stay calm. There's nobody here now. It's pitch black. We can't go anywhere. We just need to hold on till morning. Coast Guard, you know, their patrols. They patrol these waters. They'll find us sooner or later. They'll find us.
Our baby is on this boat, Michael.
I know. I'm going to protect all of us. I see a tape player below.
Let me see the tape. That's my father's writing.
What does it say?
It says, listen.
She wanted it, and she was gonna have it. I'm gonna keep trying, she said. I'm gonna keep trying. She wanted a boy. But what is this? Is that a boy? I can't tell. What is it? I deliver them at home, all of them, but every time. What's wrong with it? Look at it! What's wrong with it? Why does it look like that? What's wrong with its face? So we try again. And again, and again. Look at it! It's the same! What's wrong with it? Freaks! Freaks! No, we can't have that. It's cruel. Stop it. Kill it. So every time I take a pillow and again, God help me. I wrapped them up, all of them. I hid them where nobody would find them. They will never be at rest. I hear them everywhere. I see them everywhere. They can never be buried. They will never be free. We will always be damned.
Oh my God, what did he do? What did he do?
Why did he hide this cassette on this boat?
He hid it where nobody would find it.
I'm going up there.
Don't you leave me.
Stay here. I mean it.
Thank you.
careful. Michael, be careful.
Oh, God. There's two. Oh, fuck. It's bodies.
What?
Pile of bodies. Little bodies. Infants. They're dried. Huge, crooked heads. Mouths open. Frozen. Claws, finger muscles. You see, this is a grave. This whole boat is a grave.
I'm coming out there.
No! What are you? What are you? Stay away! Get back! Get back! Ah!
Ah!
Burial at sea. Okay. Okay.
It will never be free.
You. Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream. I love you.
The Dark Sanctum. Episode Damned. Starring Bethany Joy Lenz, Clive Standen, and Michael O'Neill. Created, written, and directed by Mark Ramsey. Produced by Mark Ramsey and Jeff Schmidt. Sound design, scoring, and mix by Jeff Schmidt. Executive producer, Paul Anderson, for Workhouse Media. Until next time.
Greetings, adventurers. Today we're excited to introduce you to a new story, Dark Dice, a horror podcast that blurs the line between actual play and audio drama, where the story is determined by the roll of the dice. Six adventurers embark on a journey into the ruinous domain of the Nameless God. They will never be the same again. One of the players is not what they seem after a doppelganger, a creature that can assume the form and voice of whatever it kills, infiltrates the team. As the players are picked off and replaced one at a time, can they figure out who the monster is before it's too late? Can you? Here's a quick example of what our show sounds like.
The shambler with the jar of liquid inside of him.
Soren Arkwright let loose an arrow that cracked the glass, passing through the spine of the creature. The shambler still managed to maintain its forward momentum, but stumbled as it eagerly tried to bite and swipe at Soren, landing near his feet.
As Jeff Goldblum has now joined our cast, Dark Dice is available however you listen to podcasts.